Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 163, Faith with Hands. Hear the Word of God from James chapter 2, verse 17. So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Dead. James isn't being harsh for the sake of it. He is being honest. The way only someone who truly loves you can be. He is not describing a weak faith, a stumbling faith, a faith still finding its footing. He is describing a lifeless faith, and there is a world of difference between those two things. A weak faith still breathes. A dead faith does not move. Stay with that for a moment. What never stirs into love never truly began to breathe. A belief that lives safely inside the chest, beautiful on the inside, silent on the outside, that touches no one, serves no one, changes nothing around it. James calls that death. And here is the truth that sets you free. Works do not buy salvation. That is not what James is teaching. You do not earn God's love by doing more. God's love has already come. Grace has already arrived. But when that grace truly enters you, it does not stay still. It looks for somewhere to go. That is how you know faith is alive. It overflows. When you truly believe, truly, your hands cannot stay still in front of someone in need. Something rises up inside you. Something says, I have to do something. Not because you need to prove anything to God, but because you believe. And to believe, in the language of the gospel, has always been a verb with a body, with hands, with feet. The faith God calls alive serves. It forgives when forgiving is hard. It gives when holding on would be easier. It stays when everything inside you wants to walk away. It does not do any of this to be seen. It does it because it cannot help itself. And that faith, faith with hands, speaks louder than any speech, louder than any argument, any sermon, any well-crafted message. The people around you do not need more words about God. They need to see God working. And God works through those who believe. You are the visible evidence of an invisible faith. So today, do not let the day end with your faith still only in your heart. Give it a pair of hands and choose one person, just one, someone you know is going through something hard, someone who is lonely, someone who needs a real gesture. And before the day is over, go, help, visit, call, do something concrete, something that costs you a little, something that person will actually feel. Not tomorrow, today. Because faith that does not act today does not grow tomorrow. It withers. But faith that moves, that faith breathes deep, that faith grows strong, that faith shines. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.